Back in 2006, this song seemed to be everywhere.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined.
Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield was the most played song on U.S. radio that year. Became an anthem among young people as the theme of the reality TV show, The Hills. Natasha Bedingfield is now out with her fourth album. It's called Roll With Me, and we'll get to it. But first, we wanted to find out a bit more about the song that launched her career.
It's a song that is a very personal song. I wrote it for my younger brother, who was 14 at the time. But it's gone beyond just one relationship. It's become a song that belongs to everyone else, and it's just consistently playing all over the world for the last however many years it is since I released it. I think it might be 13, 14 years.
I break tradition. Sometimes my tries are outside the line.
I love when I'm looking at my Instagram and somebody who I follow, like P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, and I suddenly see that his twins are singing Unwritten at their graduations. I mean, it just thrills me, and I know that I'm the furthest thing from their mind at that point. They're not actually thinking about me. They're thinking about this whole new stage in their life, that they're graduating, that the bond between father and child. Like, there's a whole host of things that it means to them. I feel like I'm at the beginning again. I just became a mum, and that for me is very exciting, and it makes me feel like a beginner. So in a way, the song Unwritten has kind of taken a whole new kind of colour for me.
The rest is still unwritten.
I have a song on this new album called King of the World, and it is the song that is really directly about my son.
In your eyes,
the way that a child looks at you, you are the king of their world.
Oh, I like the way I become when you're around, and I stay real tall, 60 feet above the ground.
I like the way I become when you're around, that's one of the lyrics. I feel 60 feet tall, I feel like a superhero because of all the incredible things that I've gone through, you know, to even bring a life into the world. Like, how incredible is that, that a woman has that ability to create life? I brought my son Solomon into the studio almost every day as I was writing my album. He was 4 months old, and he would just come and hang out with us, or he would sleep in the room next door. He really loves it. If he hears it playing, he'll just run into the room, and actually he recognizes most of the songs on that album.
Remember how
best job in the world, because I write songs and I get to talk about things that I care about. And to me, a hit song, a pop song, it just means it's anthemic. It's something that is easy to sing along to, and it's hard to forget and sticks in your mind. And when I write a song, I always feel like I just let it go. Once they know it and hear it, I feel like my job is done, and I love it.
I really want to say,
Natasha Bedingfield, her new album is Roll With Me.